they try to keep everything in their control. Just having so many people try to control one person. It's not their mind. It's not my mind that they're breaking. Just their corruption. I could care less about their corruption. But at the end of the day,
you broke me.
At the end of the day, isn't there still a law?
Yeah.
Or now here's where I'm not broken. Anytime, like, I've needed some help.
I'm glad you got somebody.
Nah, I don't got nobody.
I don't even have a phone.
Because of corruption in local, state, and even federal government, any place I've tried to reach out, this was going on in New York.
I have one phone number in New York, and that bitch won't even answer.
While it was going on in New York, there was nobody, not one person, to help. There's no reason.
I gotta go to New York to go get some help, and that's what the fuck I would do.
There's no help for me in New York.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm speaking for me.
This is a problem. It's been a problem since day one. And it's not trying to break somebody else down because someone constantly tries to remain in control of somebody else and having power behind them to do it.
I see that.
But at the highest levels of government, nah. I'm not worried about coming for somebody else. This is organized murder. Organized murder does not go away. If somebody is trying to take your life, why would they stop? How is it other people can choose life or death? God chooses life or death. But we have people trying to choose life or death. But they've already done so much.
I see there's so much that's been done.
And while they've done so much, they've never batted an eye like they've done something wrong.
No, because in their eyes they're doing something right.
To do something right is right for yourself, not right for somebody else. Not wrong for somebody else.
I'm not scared to go to jail, sir. All I gotta do is make a trip to New York and come right back.
This ain't about doing no jail time. You can't.
I'll go do my jail time. 16 months ain't shit. You owe 4.
We're still at the end of the day.
4 or 6.
Talking about somebody else's life that people have been playing with. Somebody else's life people play with.
We need to start focusing on our goddamn kids, all right? I know laws have been broken. What are we about to do about those kids?
From day one, that's what I've been focused on. All right,
so for one, we need to call our baby mama. That should be like tomorrow. We gotta call her no matter what. We gotta call her.
Guess what has been placed in somebody else's hand from day one? I remember them saying to me like it's war all the way back up. But I'm begging and pleading for me not to be discriminated against. But people have discriminated against me. Is that just the New World Order? I'm confused. And while they're discriminating against me, they're covering up everything that they've done wrong. So, if I want to file a complaint, I can't even file a complaint because this company intercepts everything that I do. On the flip side of that, somebody else uses technology to put on my phone to monitor everything I do. This has been people dictating the life of somebody else. There's a such thing, yeah, wanting to leave somebody else alone, but involving other people getting involved just to make money.
See, that's the thing. Other people should have never been involved.
The game hasn't changed since day one. They control. I mean, this is international terrorism, bro. This is international terrorism. Someone else dictating someone else's life. I remember, I mean... The phone's not ringing.
It was.
From day one.
Why is it echoing here?
I'm trying to get some help. Let's talk about like how the game even began. Like people taking pictures. This is the organization of it. Who cares what people...
This is why I'm having the hard pill to swallow. Like, okay, all this has been done. All this shit we've done been through. You recording?
Mm-hmm. From day one, I'm sitting back watching other people. I can't explain how they're practicing dark magic. I can't explain the destructive cult. I can't explain what's going on, but the simple fact that other people know. And don't nobody say nothing.
Dang, I'm losing like this.
See, of course everybody wants to get down with the game. Everybody gets down with the game. But when you're playing a game with somebody else's life, where do you go from there? The person's left with no place to go, nowhere to turn to. Any place that they're trying to go look for some help, everybody's already turned against that person. Me. And the game has just continued over and over and over and over and over again, with power behind it to have it continued. So, I mean, before someone, corruption, color of law violations, this is international terrorism. To have a group following you around trying to kill you, that ain't no joke. It definitely ain't been no joke. My homegirl telling me no matter what they do to me, just pray. No matter what they do to you, just pray. But having so many people come and be your enemy or doing things to you like you've harmed them. No, they're just harming you just because. not only are they harming you just because, but they're also stealing from you. They're also trying to poison you. They're also harassing you. They're also stalking you. But because of corruption in local government, the police have sat back and watched. The police have sat back and done nothing to protect me. Nothing. Nothing.
They're not supposed to.
They're not supposed to inflict this type of torture on someone. If they know that someone is in danger or something is happening to them, they're supposed to protect that individual. But because of terrorism, they do not. I mean, this is a different type of targeting. Straight up. I mean, you know that book. The Devil Beside Me. I have seen a couple like different websites and stuff when it talks about like the spiritual battle. And I've came a long way with it. But this is all a choice made by somebody else. A choice that someone, I mean, to even have power on that side of, who is it for someone else to choose life or death for somebody else? Or targeting them, or humiliating them, or just making their life hell. Something's got to give. I mean, because this group, this is international terrorism. Unlawful acts of violence and intimidation. They don't go so heavy on me like they first did. I'd lay there and pray while I'm being touched and poked and scratched and hurt. But even with their electromagnetic weapons, their direct energy weapons, there's their organized murder. To have the state participate, or even the government participate. You have humans dictating life or death, or trying to. You have humans purposely hurting someone else for the benefit of somebody else, and then lying about it and psychologically trying to break someone else and having power behind them to set them up, put them in mental hospitals, just take them through the most because of their choice. But what makes any other individual different than the next? Cult or no cult? Group or no group? Terrorism is unlawful acts of violence and intimidation. So, even have so many people on one side and me on the other. Nah, they're not God. They're not, I mean, the whole world. even though you have the world participating. Not everybody in the world. But, nah. People will step on whoever they have to get what they want. But I've known that from day one. And try to be patient. I really try to be patient. Even though these are humans trying to make a choice for me. Human.